They won't.
They will.
Oh, they will. Well, we have a problem here,
Before the city of Delta Junction indicated that it might be helpful just to clarify in putting in the retroactivity clause. And it was kind of an afterthought in the committee. We didn't really give it much consideration. And it was only because it was like one of those, oh yeah, it might be better. And so they hooked us. And after hearing the testimony today, in regards particularly to the folks of that community that are very concerned about what they perceive to be underhanded legislative action that does something that they might find not only unethical, objectionable, but by the mere fact that they're calling us a bunch of crooks and ne'er-do-wells, et cetera, et cetera. I think it might be in the best interest of the legislature or this committee and everybody involved that we remove that section, because we have heard testimony that it's not actually that necessary to have it. I think the one of the issues we'll be discussing in Section 7 is letting the due process portions of our law take its course, and therefore I think it just clouds the issue by leaving it in there. It may diffuse some of the concerns about the bill also.
Representative Croft.
I'm not sure it clarifies the issue. That, I mean, it they were objecting to it having a retroactive effect, and it depends on what the effect of us deleting the retroactivity clause is. If it still applies to the ordinance that was passed effective March 30th, then we're still having a retroactive effect, and the complaints of the good citizens of Delta Junction are still accurate. If it means that it does not apply retroactively and only applies prospectively, then it doesn't help the situation. So, I mean, at least with the retroactivity clause, we were clear about what we were doing, which is going back and retroactively sanctioning something that had happened before. I think we've seen legal opinions that without Section 8, it would still happen, but that's because it's still retroactive. It's written retroactively. We don't have to put a date. So at least with it, it's clear. I mean, I think we probably should remove Section 7 and 8, but it at least makes it clear here. And we need to put on the record then, or be very clear about what the effect. A court could very well understand us removing the retroactivity portion to mean we only amend it to apply prospectively and had nothing to do with this ordinance that was passed.
No.
Representative James.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I totally disagree with that assessment of the issue. I personally don't believe that Section 7 does anything except clarify what they can already do. And so that having been said, we don't need to say it's retroactive to March 17, because I think it is already the same authority is already in Section 4 of Chapter 15 of SLA 1998. That's my personal assessment of it. So therefore, I agree with the sponsor of this amendment that Section 8, in its face, is distressing to the folks who think we're making some retroactive law. I think it's very clear. It says it's retroactive. If we take that out of there, that may make a different attitude. They probably don't believe the way I do that Section D here is just a clarification of what I believe they could do without it. But that's the way I believe, and so therefore I don't believe we need Section 8, and I would support removing Section 8.
Well, then, on that point,
Mr. Croft.
Then I don't know whether it's my objection, but I'll withdraw it and just put on the record my belief that that means it does not apply to the March 30th, 1999 contract and only applies to things after the effective date, which would be immediately after we pass it.
I have a question, Mr. Speaker. Does he have more weight than me since he's an attorney?
No, he's bigger.
Seniority, I think. I have less.
Well, I have seniority.
Yeah, so you get more.
Bigger.
You've got more weight. Carries more weight.
You can tell it's getting late.
Representative Roper.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the analysis of that. I think it's right on point. But I just recall the committee's attention to the testimony from Mr. DeWitt today, who, when I asked him about this, thought that it may require the city to undertake a readoption of another ordinance and may delay their activities 2 to 3 weeks. Mr. Chairman, I propose, for the record, to say that that would be the city of Delta Junction's decision, whether or not they would want to do that. In my opinion, all we're doing here with this particular legislation is to facilitate the ability of the city of Delta Junction to either construct a private prison or not. That's their decision. I mean, fundamentally, we broached this whole question when we passed House Bill 53. All this provision does, Section 7 and 8, is allow them to go forward. And by removing Section 8, I think we help the issue and not hinder.
With that brief explanation, is there still objection, or did you remove that?
I removed it.
Is there further discussion on amendment number 2, the theoretical amendment? With no objection, then Section 8 has been deleted. It's getting late.
I like that theory. I mean, it makes it better than conceptual.
Yeah, in theory.
Sounds a little sexy.
Imaginary amendment.
Imaginary amendment. Are there any more imaginary amendments?
I have one more imaginary amendment. Imaginary amendment number 3.
Imagine that.
To delete Section 7, page 3, lines 13 through 17.
Chairman, I object.
Well, I think Representative Cross still has the floor here, so before you.
Well, no, I'll go ahead and move it.
Okay, there.
Object. Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn.
Okay.
Adjourn.
I will draw my motion.
Without objection.
That guy is almost gone.
I object to the amendment.
To the amendment or to adjourning?
No, I object to the amendment.
You don't object
to adjourning.
I thought
he withdrew that already.
No, I object.
Isn't he motion to adjourn?
Unless the chairman wants to discuss this a few minutes.
You want to adjourn?
Yeah.
You can discuss it out here in public.
I'll move to adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Argument here.
Is there objection? Speak now. Well, adjourn.